I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Guy Willie and the voice of Kinzu Country, WKZA Radio. When Ed Lenaway, who became known to his listeners by his on-air persona, Guy Willie, moved his family to Kane and transferred the former WADP license to create WKZA in 1965, he was already a grizzled 15-year veteran of the radio business. His oldest son, Jim Lenaway, remembers at the time that his dad had to choose between moving to Honolulu or moving to Kane. Dad saw a really big opportunity in Kane with the coming of the Kinzu Dam and all of the tourists that it would bring. He tried to get WKZU for the station's call letters for Kinzu, but that was already taken, Lenaway remembers. Guy Willie was equal parts sound engineer, salesman, impresario, DJ, and radio personality. In the 1960s and 70s, WKZA did live broadcasts from special events, hosted weekly community chit-chats from the Hillcrest Restaurant, and gave tours of the station's new headquarters at its new home on Pennsylvania Avenue Extension. Guy Willie was active with the Kane Chamber, supported the March of Dimes, and largely through on-air repetition, managed to attractively brand the region as the scenic Seneca Highlands. One frequently played promo jingle boasted of the beautiful weather Alleghenies, where we work, relax, and play, WKZA. The whole family got into the act, remembers Jim Lenaway. My mom, Rita, handled official FTC affairs and paperwork required to keep the license in good standing. Spinning records, doing remote broadcasts, whatever was needed, we all pitched in. Along the way, Guy Willie made many friends at stations large and small and remained active in radio trade organizations. He once worked at a station in the Los Angeles area that was owned by Gene Autry, Jim Lenaway remembers. Somehow my mother became friends with Autry's wife, May, and became part of her social club. Mom said that one night May was waving a piece of sheet music and told the ladies group how much she liked a song, but that her husband refused to give it serious consideration. She asked my mom, who could read music, to play it on the piano and asked the other ladies to sing along. They all loved it, and May all but guaranteed that she could convince her husband to make the record. I know it's hard to believe, Lenaway says, but that song was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. In his early days, Guy Willie also took the young country star and future sausage king, Jimmy Dean, under his wing. In addition, along the way, Guy Willie worked for the famous Connie B. Gay, who is reported to have coined the term country music, giving this famous genre of song a much more marketable name than hillbilly music. Guy Willie came to Kane in the years before pre-recorded cassettes, canned ads, elevator music, and cheap syndicated news feeds would reduce local radio operators to clerks. A diminutive 5'5", his voice was a booming baritone that sounded the same in person as it did on the air. He was a well-traveled, hard-working advocate for Kane, and he had a clear vision of prosperity for the scenic Seneca Highlands. Those who remember Guy Willie can hear his ebullient voice even today. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Thank you for listening. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com.